protecting your podcast. Why? From comparison culture. Welcome back to the podcast, Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, your trusted friend in podcasting. This show is here to help you reconnect with the real why behind your podcast so you can keep showing up with clarity and confidence. This is Season 5, Episode 2. Season 5 is titled Sustaining Your Why Over the Long Game, and it's built for the podcaster who's been at it for a while and needs to stay in it. It covers the evolution of the why, the comparison trap, natural podcasting seasons, guest strategy, using listener feedback as a strategic mirror, navigating life interruptions, and closing with the recommitment review framework. This episode, episode 2, we're going to talk about the comparison trap. Podcasting has a comparison problem, and it's gotten worse as the medium has grown. 10 years ago, there were fewer shows, fewer visible metrics, and fewer places to watch other podcasters talk about how well their shows were doing. Today, you can scroll through social media on any given day and find someone announcing their 100,000th download, their 5-star reviews, their viral episode. And if your show isn't hitting those same milestones, it's very easy to start questioning whether yours is working or whether you are. I've worked with podcasters who are building something genuinely valuable, serving a specific audience with real depth and consistency, and they nearly quit because they spent too much time looking sideways at what everyone else was doing. Not because their show was failing, because comparison convinced them that it was. This is one of the quieter threats to a long-term podcast, and it doesn't get talked about enough. Here's the mechanism, because understanding it makes it easier to counter. Comparison works by substituting someone else's metrics for your own goals. When you see another podcaster celebrating 10,000 downloads an episode and your show is getting 300, the comparison doesn't ask whether 300 is the right number for your show's job. It just shows you the gap and lets your brain fill in the meaning. And your brain, without a clear anchor, will almost always fill in the worst possible interpretation. I'm behind. I'm failing. I'm not good enough. But 300 deeply engaged listeners who are your ideal clients, people who reference your episodes in sales calls, who forward your show to colleagues, who trust you before they've ever met you, can be worth exponentially more to your business than 10,000 passive listeners who press play and forgot about it. The problem isn't the 300. The problem is measuring them against the wrong standard. And that's exactly what comparison culture does. It hands you the wrong ruler. I've worked with podcasters who found that the moment they stopped comparing their numbers to other shows and started measuring against their own defined goals, the ones we talked about in season 4, their relationship with their podcast completely changed. The work felt meaningful again because it was being judged by a standard that actually applied to it. The best defense against comparison culture is a podcast why that's specific enough to be yours alone. A vague why. I want to grow my audience, or I want to build my brand, is vulnerable to comparison because those goals exist on a universal scale where there's always someone doing better. But a specific why, I want to help independent financial advisors understand that they don't need a big firm behind them to serve clients with excellence, is comparison proof. Nobody else is doing exactly that. For exactly that person and exactly your voice, there's no leaderboard for it. When comparison creeps in, and it will, come back to your why. Read it. Remind yourself what your show is actually for and who it's actually for. Then ask whether the person or show you're comparing yourself to is even playing the same game. 99 times out of 100, they're not. Stay in your lane, play your game, serve your people. That's the only scoreboard that matters. You can book a clarity call with me. Just head over to my podcast guy online and look for the Book a Clarity Call link. We'll map your podcast, why, to your business and your business to your podcast so it all feels coherent. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.